It's 16 away from 3 here on 720. Words and music is what we're going to be talking about very soon when we go inside the minds of some of the best songwriters Australia's ever produced, including this man. Archie Roach, Free to Be a Man, just one of the many wonderful Australian songwriters that we've had and continue to have, contributing to bands such as The Seekers, from The Seekers to Silverchair, Masters Apprentices to Men at Work. I could go on. The Easy Beats, Hunters and Collectors, Split Ends, Midnight Oil, Daddy Cool, Do-Re-Mi, Ice House. So many great bands, so many songwriters. And Debbie Kruger has got inside the minds of them all to see what makes them tick and their songs sing in a book called Songwriters Speak. Debbie Kruger, welcome to 720.
Hi, Bernadette.
45 of the biggest names in Australian and a little bit of New Zealand music sat down and explained what songwriting meant for them. Names like Paul Kelly, Tim and Neil Finn, Archie Roach, Joy McKean, Rolf Harris, Perth's own. Are they 45 completely different takes on the craft?
Not completely different, but very individual, I think. I mean, nobody had the magic answer how a song comes to be. They all agreed that there is a mystery to the process and that they're quite comfortable with that mystery. But they all have their own experiences of songwriting and obviously their own stories behind particular songs. So it was never boring. It was never the same story.
I know, you only have to read a few of the stories before you see how such different approaches can come about, still with all the same ending, which is great music. I mean, Ivor Davies talks about, you know, layering sounds before he even contemplates lyrics. And then Deborah Conway says she likes to have some words floating around before she starts a song. So I guess there's simply no one way of doing it.
No, they're all very different ways and they all have very different ideas about where songs possibly come from, whether they come from a source outside themselves or whether they are very much a part of themselves. And it's just a matter of crafting the song.
Which songwriters' stories appealed to you most? Are there any that stand out? Maybe songs even that, I don't know, that had touched you when you were younger or something. And you thought, I want to know how they wrote that song.
Brian Cadd had some great stories about some of his early songs, like Little Ray of Sunshine and Arkansas Grass, songs that I guess people who've listened to them for over 30 years have a pretty firm idea of what must have inspired it. And he was very sort of reticent. He said, look, I don't want to shatter people's illusions. But then he would share the story. For instance, A Little Ray of Sunshine, everybody's always assumed that he wrote it about one of his children. But in fact, he didn't have children at that stage. It was written about some friends who'd had a child and the friends were going through a terrible relationship breakdown. And in all the mess of the fighting, this child was almost forgotten about. And his point in the song was, look, but you've got this little ray of sunshine, you know, can't you just look at what's happening here? And he was quite shy about telling that story because the people he wrote it about, he says, never knew. So stories like that were fabulous. There were other experiences that weren't so much the story of a song, but something to do with the making of the song. And one of those experiences was visiting Todd Hunter and Joanna Piggott. Now, Todd was in Dragon for many years, of course, with his brother Mark. And he and his wife Joanna have written some fabulous songs, including the great song that John Farnham recorded, Age of Reason. And at the end of the interview, they said, do you want to hear the demo that, you know, when we first wrote the song that we sent over to Farnham? And they played it for me, and it has Mark Hunter's voice doing the vocal because they got him to sing it. And it was spine-tingling. It was like hearing it out of the grave. So that was quite a moment.
Yeah. What prompted you to get to do this project?
I'd had a lifelong love for music and a fascination and an interest in more than just listening to the songs, but actually knowing something about the artists. And when I say that, I don't mean knowing about their personal lives and, you know, all the dirt. I'm not into the celebrity side of it at all. I was really interested in who these people are. And even when I was a teenager, when I would meet my favourite pop stars, I would want to have a conversation with them about something important and meaningful, whatever that might be at the time. So over the years, I was and still am a voracious reader of books about music, and I came upon a book in the late 90s written by an American guy about American songwriters, and they were question-answer style interviews with American songwriters. And I read this book I was devoted to this book for weeks, and I read it from cover to cover. And at the end of it, I thought, you know, there should be something like this done in Australia. But at that time, it didn't necessarily occur to me that I would do it.
And how easy or otherwise was it to get the time with these people? I mean, you know, these are big names.
Yeah, once I got the agreement, and in most cases that wasn't hard at all, once I was actually with them and we sat down and started talking, whenever I had a fear that, look, they're only going to be able to give me an hour and I've got six pages of questions, oh no, what am I going to do? And that particularly happened with Nick Cave. They would just keep talking until I'd been through my questions, because they immediately recognised that that the approach I was taking was quite different to most interviews that they would do, that I was really interested in the creative process, in the songs, in what inspires these people. And they loved it. I mean, let's face it, most people love talking about themselves, but particularly songwriters who don't get asked about that creative process usually. They're either big stars who get asked about, you know, the run-of-the-mill stuff about being a star and performing, or they don't get interviewed at all because they're songwriters. So they all loved it, and they all gave me many hours. I spent 3 hours with Nick Cave. I spent 4 hours with some songwriters.
And yet, did you feel like that you were being quite brave when you said to Nick Cave, you know, I was never much into your music?
Well, what I actually said to him was, I'm a Nick Cave virgin. I just felt like being really honest with him, and just I wanted him to understand that I had taken a very serious approach to his work, that I'd studied it in preparation for the interview, and I liked the conversation that flowed from that, where he said, well, why hadn't you listened to my music, you know, did you think I was some miserable bastard? And I went, oh yeah, I used to listen to Sherbet, you know, why would I listen to Nick Cave? And it actually, you know, it disarmed him even further. We had such a fabulous time together. I found him a very witty and funny and life-affirming man, and yeah, we had 3 hours together and I got through all my questions, so I was quite proud of that interview.
A songwriter who perhaps doesn't like talking about himself as much, and everybody says he's very shy, is Paul Kelly. Mm. And yet other songwriters in this book all, you know, often make this reference and seem to say something like, you know, oh, it doesn't come as easily to me as it does to Paul Kelly. When you spoke to Paul Kelly, what did he say about that? Is it that easy for him?
Paul Kelly is very shy, and that wasn't one of the easier interviews. It's a book of very, very long interviews, but that would be one of the shorter ones. I didn't so much ask him about that because I spoke to him before I spoke to most of the others. So had I had a chance to go back to him, I probably would have said, well, all these songwriters comment on that. Paul doesn't talk that much about the creative process. We talked about individual songs, and we talked about his body of work and his feelings about his body of work. But he didn't share a lot with me about, oh, well, I sit down and I play this chord and this great idea comes to me, because I'm not sure that he can put his finger on it himself. In fact, I think he said to me that he's often astonished when a song of his, you know, takes off and is a success, because he has no idea how he did that.
I was surprised that Rolf Harris was on your list of songwriters, one of the 45.
Yeah, a lot of people actually have been surprised when I said that I interviewed Rolf Harris, but I mean, he wrote Timey Kangaroo Down Sport. He wrote Sun Arise. He is a songwriter, and a great songwriter, and a very musical man with an incredible knowledge of all genres of music. And as it comes out in the book, the Farris brothers from NXS, who grew up in Perth also, were hugely influenced by Rolf Harris. So I thought that he was a really key person to have in the early part of the book.
Oh, that's interesting. Influenced by Rolf.
Absolutely. In fact, Tim Farris told the story to Rolf that when he had his first child, his first son, he was such a big fan of Rolf, he actually wanted to call him Roll, so the kid's name would be Roll Farris.
Really?
His wife wouldn't let him. Rolf tells that story in his interview.
Good to see that at some point there's some creative control else other than with the songwriters.
Yes.
Well, if you love the marriage of words and music, I think you'll really enjoy looking at Songwriters Speak. It's written by Debbie Kruger. There's also an accompanying double CD that's sold separately. One or the other will probably cross your path, and maybe it'll make you end up with both. Debbie Kruger, wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you, Bernadette. Lovely to talk to you.
Father says she has to have a name.
Brian Cadd and a little ray of sunshine. Right here on 720 ABC Perth, it's 3 o'clock.